理课堂听 class.com。
Agencies and Organizations for U.S. Military Doctrine. Interview with Dr. Andrew Marshall, the Director of Net Assessment of DOD.
You are the Director of Net Assessment of DOD. I wonder if I can begin my interview with questions related to your work. What is the role of net assessment? How is net assessment related to the research on revolution in military affairs and future warfare?
Well, the role of the office has been to make assessments of the military situation, the military balance, in geographical areas or military mission areas. When it started, the office began in 1973, and it was focused pretty much on U.S., Soviet Union, plus allies on both sides. The objectives of these assessments was not only to provide assessment, not only whether the situation was satisfactory from a U.S. perspective, but also to provide assessment of the long-term trends that were underway, and to surface for the top-level managers here in the department issues they ought to pay attention to and do something about. It could be an emerging problem or an opportunity we ought to seek. And of course, with the collapse of the Soviet Union, we began to look at other things. One of those has been the possibility of a revolution in military affairs. So we began, in the late 1980s, to make an assessment of that area from the perspective of, did we think what the Russians were then writing about, the onset of a new period of military revolution in the late 1970s, early 1980s. So, in the late 1980s, we began to have an intersection of the questions of, were the Russians really right? Were we moving towards one of these periods, like others in the past historically, when really big changes in warfare take place? If so, were we at the beginning, middle, or end of the change? Why is it happening? So, in the middle of 1992, we brought out this assessment, which more or less said, yes, we think the Russians are right. We're probably at the beginning of this process. Why is it happening? For the moment, we think the driving factors are a result of the development of the information technologies, of the microchip, and communications technology, and so on. Then, while we had a little bit to say about future warfare, we surfaced four or five major issues that we talked about. Since then, we've continued to work in this area because we find not only notions about what future warfare might look like, largely through wargaming. We've commissioned a number of historical studies. How are these big changes happening? And why is it our military that's much more successful than others in this period of change?
How many agencies and organizations are in charge of developing military doctrine and military concepts in the national security structure of your country? What is the relationship between them?
How many? Well, you must know from your experience here that the American defense research process is a very open one, and there are all kinds of organizations that have a role. Oh, to know about military doctrine, then that narrows it down a little. There are the military services. There's an effort to develop joint doctrines now, but broadly, over all kinds of other issues, it's very complex and large numbers of organizations.
Practice listening to words.
词汇听力练习.
Net assessment.
基本评估办公室.
DOD.Department of Defense.
国防部.
Perspective.
看法.
Surface for.
向什么什么提出.
Intersection.
十字路口.
Microchip.
微芯片.
Notion.
概念看法.
War gaming.
站抹泥。
Commission.